Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast hosted by me, Michaela J. Get ready to dive into an action-packed, bougie-based, and spiritually guided experience on all things manifesting your next level luxe life. Let's go. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl. It is I, the Michaela J, here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. Welcome back to another episode. I am fresh off a trip to and from California. I was in Palm Springs over the weekend with my amazing, amazing clients. I am so like fueled and fulfilled after this weekend. It was seriously like such a fun time. And we all had huge breakthroughs. We did breath work. We did this fabulous photo shoot, which will be coming to the gram near you very soon. Our photographer was Mike with a Y. He was also super spiritual. He like came in wearing crystals. We talked about the eclipse. Like there was just, the vibes were really going. And one of the girls on the trip said that this trip, this retreat, had changed her definition of what soul sisters meant. And that was really special to me because when you get a group of women that are super high vibe, all with the same mindset, all really dedicated to working on themselves, being the best version of themselves, executing, and also the willingness to grow, it's a really special environment. And you're gonna feel differently around people. You're gonna feel like relationships have altered from the ones you might be experiencing in your immediate reality. And I was telling some of the girls on the last day, we were all just kind of hanging out by the pool while people were in and out, like getting ready for their flights, that it's so important for me to do my job and keep sharing this information about mindset and about manifesting and really opening up safe conversations about spirituality. Because imagine if this was your conversation you could have at the dinner table. Like imagine if your, you know, like a girl's night was like matching PJs with crystals, card pulling, cacao ceremonies, and like doing a meditation and talking about how you had an out-of-body experience and sharing like what your goals are and how your mindset is changing. Like what if those were just normal everyday conversations? It would give so much hope for yourself. It would create so much hope in the people around you. It would change the energy of every room. All of the girls said like the energy in our Airbnb before we left was so through the roof, seriously. Even after, like, especially after our breathwork session, like we had released and stepped into so much that whoever is staying at that Airbnb, like they are being blessed with some bad bitch high vibe energy. So it was just such a blast and I feel really fulfilled. It was honestly such a fun trip. My best friend Caleb came along too. The girls all loved Caleb, of course. Who doesn't? If you haven't listened, Caleb and I did a podcast episode a couple weeks back talking about some new career goals he is manifesting. So it was really special having him come on the trip and kind of work on his mindset and releasing some things. It was just an amazing, amazing time. And if you're wondering why I sound like a frog, it's because I literally got back yesterday and I have been talking nonstop for days on end. And I'm basically losing my voice, but we are here. We are in the studio. If you're watching on YouTube, hello, hi. If you guys didn't know, we do a video podcast every week on YouTube now, which is super exciting. And if you're wondering why I sound weird, that's why. I'm losing my voice because of the retreat. So bear with me, please. But today I want to talk about kind of a punchy, fiery episode for you to really learn and for you to sink your teeth into. We are going to be talking about how the rich girlies solve problems. And the more people I connect with and the more people that I talk to and get to see in person, like my clients, we all have very similar mindsets. And the core mindset is being solution oriented. And so I've been thinking about this over the weekend about how like rich girlies, spiritual girlies, on their come up, glow up girlies, we are all solution oriented when it comes to solving problems. We just look at the world in a different way. We look at our quote unquote problems, anything that we're running into, any of our frustrations as an opportunity for growth. And I really wanted to talk about this on the podcast because listen, I have been in what I call all three of the stages, like all three stages. And these are the stages of life, okay? Maybe you don't ever experience all of these, but I have. And so it's interesting getting to share from each perspective, knowing that you guys are gonna resonate with different ones. And you're like, Michaela, it doesn't make any sense. I'm gonna give you context. So there is the not so rich girly era, right? When I've been the not so rich girl in the room, okay? I've also been the comfortable girl in the room, like where you're financially comfortable. And I've also been more than comfortable, okay? And each of these stages of life are all different mindsets. And they create the different mindsets, create different realities that end up manifesting into your financial reality. And the way you solve problems in each of these stages is entirely different. And upon thinking about this, I was like, we need to talk about this on the podcast, because maybe you are in the comfortable stage and you're making decisions and your mindset is of the not so rich girly, right? So I want you to kind of see where you're at and see where you need to grow and where we can keep expanding this so you can be that rich girly who solves problems, who is solution oriented, where her actions truly align with her energy and truly align with where she wants to go, because that's going to take you so much further towards your manifestations. Okay. So let's talk about these three phases. And they're not even phases, right? Because it's not like we flow through all of them. Like, some of you who are listening to this might have grown up comfortable, right? And like, you've never had the like not so rich phase. Okay. So don't think of it as these are phases you have to go through. They're just different experiences. So the not so rich experience, how do you solve problems? What's your mindset like? Your mindset is like victimhood. You are all the way in victimhood mode oftentimes. You're super stressed out. You're like, why me? Why me? You're wanting somebody to save you. You're wanting somebody to kind of bust you out of your situation. And maybe it's not in the way you think that it is right now, but you think like, oh, if I just got one more client, then I would be so good. Oh, if I just got, you know, if I just got the raise of $2 more an hour, I would be so good. Those are things that you think are going to save you. They're going to be things that you think are changing your current situation. A lot of times when we're in the not so rich phase, we think a lot of poor me, like, oh, must be nice for them, or they grew up like this, must be nice that their parents got to pay for their rent or pay for their school, whatever. It's a lot of poor me. And listen, I'm not talking shit. I'm not calling you out. I'm calling myself out. Like, that used to be me. Seriously. I remember when in college, before my spiritual awakening, I worked at this boutique and I would literally get in my car after my long work day. This is also when I was living in the raccoon house. And I would just like blast my music and like take Snapchat stories. And I'd be like, oh, me like decompressing after a day of like dealing with rich people, like, poor me, I'm just so exhausted after working all day and all these rich people got to come in and spend all this money, like their lives are so easy, mine's so hard, right? And they could build a sense of community around the poor me, around the victimhood mindset. And that's another thing I wanted to talk about, the not so rich kind of phase or stage, is there's a lot of complaining about your current reality. You're talking about things going on. You're talking about problems in your life as if it's the biggest inconvenience ever. And listen, I get a good rant with your bestie. Like, I'll send my friends voice notes and I'm like, oh my God, I just need to like rant this out. Or like, I'll rant about something to my husband, but I'm not constantly complaining about what's going on in my life. Because again, like, quote unquote, like rich girlies, we solve problems in different ways. We're just naturally solution oriented. And so we don't look at things as something that needs to be complained about. We look at something as like, okay, this is annoying. Why is this happening? What can I do to change it? But when you're in that not so rich phase and you're very reactive, because circumstances are harder in that phase, right? I'm definitely not ignoring that. I've been in these situations. So things are harder, so it's easier to be in the complaining, the poor me. I just remember in college being like, oh, it must be nice for all these kids whose parents pay for their college. They pay for them to eat whatever they want on campus. They pay so they don't have to go to work or do whatever, you know? So that's like the not so rich. And when it comes to like your financial choices, and when I'm saying like solving problems, it's not only financial in this episode, but I do want to talk about this for the quote unquote not so rich category. You're not taking risks with your money from a disempowered standpoint because you're so typically stressed out about money. You're so in that victimhood, that poor me, I can't afford it, I can't do it, it's too expensive. So you're not taking risks because you feel so disempowered around your current reality. And I think that actually can expand into the problems we face in other areas. It's like, if you're in a shitty relationship and you're in this mindset, because again, this doesn't have to only be where you're actually at financially. This is a mindset. And that's what I want to give you hope, is that we can change where you're at by changing your mindset. And that's going to end up relaying into your financial reality. But this idea of not taking risks because you're disempowered can go into relationships. Let's say that this is the mindset that you are adopting right now and you are in a really horrible relationship and you don't want to step out of that because you already feel so disempowered in these other ways that you think, oh, poor me, this is so hard, this isn't going well, my relationship's not going well, and you think you you have to continue tolerating that. But that's not the truth. You don't have to keep tolerating that. You can make changes and you can make leaps and you can do things differently to have a different reality. So that's the not so rich kind of phase or stage of things, right? The second level stage, phase, whatever you want to call it, I'm probably going to keep rotating those names, is comfortable. When you are in that like financial comfortable standpoint, typically you feel a lot of gratitude. This is where you are around, like if your parents were well off growing up. For me, growing up, it was a lot of like seeing my friends' parents be like, yeah, like we're well off, we're comfortable, you know, and there's a lot of gratitude that comes with it, which is such a beautiful thing. Like you want to be grateful for the money that's coming into your life and supporting you and creating that safety in your life. Of course. So there's a lot of gratitude that have happened because oftentimes when we're in this stage, we have worked our way out of the not so rich mindset. So a lot of times when you hear parents say that, it's like because they grew up not having that much money, or even you where you're at now, you might be like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful I have this job that provides me this sustainable income. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful to have these clients and blah, 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 because you know what it's like to not have that. So there's so much gratitude happening here. You're also being super practical. If you're in the comfortable stage, your bills are paid, you feel comfortable, you're being really practical with your money because, again, you probably have been in those places where the money wasn't so abundant and where you were like the not so rich era. And so you want to be really responsible and careful with your money because you want to make sure you stay in this zone where you are comfortable, where you're never going backwards, which is great, which is a great thing. But another thing that about the, around the action taking side and the way that people who are comfortable think about solving problems is oftentimes they don't take risks because of fear, because of that fear of going backwards, because of when you have like when you are raised with a poverty mindset or if you've come from a background where there's a lot of struggle, you won't take certain risks that would put you forward way farther than where you are right now because you're really scared, because you're so caught up in that practical that it doesn't, you're like, I don't know how I would do that unless I was super comfortable. And that super comfortable is like a super out there number, right? That would be like in your savings account or something. And so you're comfortable and so you don't take risks. This also translates, I guess we're just going with the relationship example too. This also translates in relationships. When you feel comfortable in a relationship, you don't want to take a risk because of fear. Like let's say you're really comfortable in a relationship that's not serving you, that is holding you back, that's not you expressing yourself in the biggest way you could. If you think in the back of your head, like I could be a little bit happier, right? Or like, would I be happier with a different type of person? You don't make that change because you're so comfortable and there is that fear, right? Like there's nothing quote unquote like wrong, but also you're wondering if there's something more right out there, you know, and you don't want to take that risk of making that change because of fear. This is also part of the mindset of being comfortable. Now, our top tier is the more than comfortable. This is where our rich girlies come in with our problem solving mindsets. And this is a completely different mindset stage of your life, and it's going to bring you a lot of peace. It's going to bring you a lot of fulfillment. It's going to bring you a lot of momentum. And it's the whole reason why I wanted to make this episode, because I want you guys to start embodying these mindsets now. It's going to get you to your goals so much faster. You're going to feel so much more lit up with your life. It's going to be amazing. So the more than comfortable, there's a lot of flowing of energy. You are making a lot of moves. You're working on a lot of different things. Your energy is here, there, and everywhere because you're so lit up in all these places. And people might say like, oh yeah, well like that's easy when like you have tons of money coming in or you have tons of money in the bank. You're not worrying about the financial things, right? But again, these are mindsets you can start to adopt when you're in other stages of your financial reality or other stages of just your reality, right? Because we can see how all this changes other areas of our lives as well. So there's just a lot of flowing energy. There's a lot of momentum. And you want to know why I think that really coincides with the more than comfortable, like the rich curly era, is because when we think about frequencies and vibrations, the higher the vibration, the faster things are turning. The higher the vibration, the shorter the wavelengths of things. So there's like a lot. There's really high frequencies happening inside of things, like inside of people, inside of animals, inside of atoms. When you have a really, really high vibration, high frequency, things are moving fast. And so when you're in this more than comfortable, there's an abundance of money flowing into your life. There's an abundance of opportunities. There's an abundance of people and resources. There's tons of flowing energy because you are moving fast first.
And that ends up bringing more money into your reality, more opportunities. So there's a flowing of energy. This next piece of the more than comfortable is what I've been saying, and it's the most important. You're constantly seeking solutions, constantly seeking solutions. Anything that I find in my life that I am worried about, that I'm inconvenienced by, I'm frustrated by, anything that's like a legitimate problem that hops up in my way, I am immediately thinking of what solution is needed to get past this, okay? And I think that makes all of the difference. There's no victimhood. There's no poor me. It's how can I step up to the plate? When I think about like my car, my Range Rover needs a whole new engine. It's not like, oh my God, my car needs a new engine. This is like the worst thing ever. And I was supposed to put that money towards my Lambo truck. And like, oh my goodness, I'm so frustrated. And like, why is this happening to me? Like, of course this would happen to me. Like, there's none of that. There might be a moment of like stress of like, oh shit, I wasn't expecting that because I'm human. Like, I'm going to have a reaction of like, oh shit. But then it's like, okay, oh shit, it's happening. So I got to step up to the plate. I got to find the solutions. I got to do the research on where I can get a used engine. I got to get a, research on like what other parts are we going to need? Does it make more sense to get a new engine? Like, I'm already looking for solutions. We're already talking with the mechanic. I'm already thinking about, okay, well then like, what can I do to be making that money back? Like, do I need to, like, what do I want to do with investments? What do I want to do with my savings? Like, I'm already looking for all those solutions. And when you do that and you don't spend time wallowing, your energy is, again, it's moving really, really quickly. And then the answers and the opportunities can start to flow to you faster. Another thing about the more comfortable stage is that you start taking risks for rewards. And so you are, it's like, right, we said with the not so rich, you're not taking risks because you're in a state of disempowerment. With the comfortable, you're not taking risks from a place of fear. Now with the more than comfortable, you're taking risks for rewards. And typically those rewards, and what I would suggest, are rewards that move you forward, get you closer to your goals, or make you more money, right? That's when people start to invest, and so that their money can make them more money. It's like, okay, great, me talking about last week, it's like, what's the cost of not working with this coach who has her business set up in the way that I want to? It's like, that's me taking that risk, quote unquote risk, but it's not a risk because investing myself is the safest investment because I know I'm going to execute, right? So it's like, I'm taking that risk for that reward. I'm putting that money there for the reward. Why, when we're in the more than comfortable phase, can we take more risks for rewards? It's because we know that money, that resources, people, opportunities, that they are always flowing. Again, it comes back to that like constant flowing of energy. We know that those things keep flowing. They keep going, right? Once we start the wheel keeps spinning. When you push a tire down a hill, it's going to keep rolling and it's going to get faster and faster and faster as it keeps going down the hill. It's the same thing with money, with people, with opportunities, with putting yourself out there. And it's easier for you to make that quote unquote risk and make those moves and take those action steps when that is your mindset. So let's rewind. Remember, these are all mindsets. Like I said, you could be in a stage where you are more than comfortable, but your mindset could be uncomfortable, where you're more than comfortable and you could be moving things forward a lot faster, but you are being really practical and you're not taking action steps forward because you're afraid. Like, you have a lot of fears coming up. You could be comfortable, but have the not so rich mindset going on where it's a lot of poor me, feeling really disempowered. So you're not making any decisions to move things forward. If nothing changes, nothing changes. And so I want you to look at this as like, where is my reality at and where is my mindset? And they might match up too as well. And so you always want to be continuing to push forward to that more than comfortable. And even when you're in that stage, you might listen to this and be like, yeah, I do have a lot of energy flowing. I do know that the resources are abundant, that all of it's flowing, and I am looking for solutions. That's great. That means you want to keep emphasizing that mindset for yourself and highlight that and start to bring the gratitude to the fact that you trust yourself making decisions, that you trust that you are always finding the right solutions, and having gratitude towards being solution oriented, because most people aren't. And I think that that is a really big shift where we can really tap into manifestation at a different level. The biggest differences in these different phases or stages is the risk and the mindset. It's that level of action taking based off of where your mindset is at. And so all you have to do to start changing this, because I know you're in your head, you're thinking, okay, I see where I'm at. I see what Michaela is saying. Great. Okay. I need to do that. How do I get to that next level? you start changing these mindsets. You stop going from disempowered, not taking any action, and you step into like, okay, I'm going to step into gratitude. I'm going to step into like, okay, I'm going to figure this thing out. I'm going to start managing my money. I'm going to start being smart with this and like maybe adding in a little bit of the practical structure. And then you start to see you're running into fear, and it's like, okay, well, I don't want to operate out of fear. Okay. So then we take the next step up, right? It's like, okay, well, if I knew for a fact that money, resources, opportunity, people were always flowing, they were always available, they were always around me, always in my reality, then I would be able to take these action steps because I know the reward is going to pay off so much more than listening to my fear. And so it's really just noticing your thoughts and choosing that next higher vibration and continuing to always reach for that better feeling. Because once you're willing to take more risk for yourself, once you're willing to really bet on yourself, and risk doesn't always mean like spending money or doing anything like that. It's like, it could be you launching your podcast, which is completely free. It could be you posting a video on TikTok for the first time. It could be you asking out somebody you like for the first time. It could be you asking your friends to go on an international trip and you have no idea if that's something they would want to do, but you've always wanted to do a girls trip, right? It might be you coming on one of my retreats. Like, it could be so many different things. But the more confidence you have, the more you shift your mindset, the more you're willing to take those quote unquote risks and take that action. And the more you do that, your vibration is going to speed up, speed up, speed up, speed up. Energy is always flowing. You're going to be more than comfortable. Like, it just has to compound like that. Like, that's just how it works. I saw a video of, I think her name's Layla Armozi on Instagram recently, and she had a weight loss journey, I guess. I don't know too much about her, to be honest with you guys, but she had a video and was like, when I was wanting to lose, I think she lost like 100 pounds or something. She's like, when I wanted to lose weight, I asked myself like, okay, well, what if I started like dieting or like eating like somebody who's losing weight? And what if I started working out like somebody who's losing weight? And what if I started like changing my mindset and thinking about what I would be thinking about if I was losing weight? And she's like, if I follow all of those, like, it's just like physics basically of like, it has to alter. And basically what she's saying is like, well, if I start acting, eating, working out, thinking like my next level self, then that's exactly what's going to happen. Like, those results have to compound because of the action steps that you're taking. And when you have your mindset in the right place, it's a lot easier to start taking those risks. And it all adds up to get you where you want to go. And so when we talk about like how the rich girlies are solving problems, they're seeking out solutions. So all of these things we're talking about are solutions. Changing your mindset is a solution. Changing your level of action and how you feel around the action is a solution. It's looking at what are the things that I'm worrying about and how can I create solutions around that instead of continuing to worry. One of the biggest differences that I have noticed from the comfortable to the more than comfortable phases is like, you don't want to like sit in the fear. Because that has to do with the risk-taking level. You don't want to sit in the fear. It feels really icky when we sit in our fear, when we sit in our own doubts and our own limiting beliefs and shadows. Like, that does not feel good. We don't want to sit in it. We want to look at what we can do to move the ball forward. And that's a huge differentiator of the way that I make decisions and the way I know people around me who haven't worked on their mindset as much, they don't make decisions in the same way. And I was even on a call with a client today, and she was talking about that with one of her friends. She's like, all of the evidence to go in this direction, that would be way better for her, more aligned for her. We have all the reasons why, we have all the resources that would support her. It's all there, but she's just not taking that action because of fear, because she's in that comfortable zone. And so you're going to start to notice it, but you see how different the lifestyles are when somebody chooses to stay in their comfort zone and that literally that comfortable level where they're scared of that change, they're scared of the risk. And so they don't make any changes. Well, then they live this half fulfilling lifestyle. They're never fully happy. And I want you to feel more than comfortable. I want you to feel expanded, more than happy. I don't want you to sit in comfortability, and I don't want you to sit in fear. I like thinking, when we're thinking about how rich girlies solve problems, rich girlies look at problems as like a closed road. You know, when people are doing construction on the road, they close the whole road. It's super annoying. It's super in the way. It slows down your progress. It slows down like where you're trying to navigate to, but we have to find a way to get through. And so when we look at this example, it's like, oh, the people that are in the not so rich era, right? They're just sitting there and they're complaining about how annoying it is. that the road is closed. And they're like, oh my gosh, why me? I'm already late and I'm already having a horrible day. And now this road is closed and now I'm going to be late. Now this is going to happen. And then they're just like pissed off and like things just keep getting worse and worse and worse. It doesn't make the situation any better versus like the jumping to the more than comfortable. We look at it as like, oh, that's annoying. Like, okay, that's going to put me a few minutes behind. Let me re-navigate. Let me turn my car around. Let me see if there's a side street. Completely different. And you see the levels of energy it takes. Like when you are in that, like complain, poor me, oh my gosh, of course this would happen to me. Like that takes so much more out of you, complaining and being frustrated and compounding those feelings versus the version of you that's like, oh, that's annoying. Okay, but like, let's turn around. Like, let's figure something else out. There's no emotional investment in that. And that keeps the power in you. Because remember, like the other side is really disempowered. We want to be super empowered. We want to call all of our personal power back to ourselves where things outside of you aren't affecting your vibration. That's where your secret sauce is going to be. And so when you're a rich girly solving problems, you look at a closed road like, okay, great. Like I wanted my iced coffee and now I have to wait a little bit longer, or I'm running late to this meeting. Like that's super annoying, but like, let's see what's the next fastest route. And you just immediately go into problem solving mode. There's also in the like more than comfortable phase, there's also a lot of self-accountability and self-responsibility. And people don't, and I feel like we've talked about this before on the podcast, but people don't want to take that responsibility and accountability because they're going to make it mean something about themselves and they're going to feel really bad. And they just don't want to think that they're at cause or that they're a problem or that this could be their fault. And it's not about pointing fingers of whose fault it is. It's about taking responsibility of like, oh, okay, well, I could do this differently, or I can set things up differently, or, oh, I could have done that a little bit better, and just moving on and being better the next time. It's like, again, it's looking at it, seeing what's going on and setting yourself up for success, finding other solutions. Like they hold themselves responsible for a lot. They see where they hold themselves back, where mistakes are made, and then they get into action, right? That might be like, oh, I said I was gonna, you know, follow through with this 12-week fitness program and I'm not. Like, okay, how can I show up for my goals? That might be hiring a trainer. That might be getting the First Form app where you have a trainer in the app and all of your workouts planned. So there's accountability, right? It might be like meal prepping instead of like, oh, I was too busy. I skipped all my meals. I didn't hit my protein goal. It's like, okay, well, how can we set ourselves up for success later? Like in business, like let's say you had a launch and it didn't go how you wanted. Like there's one side of the spectrum where people are like, oh my gosh, it's not working. I'm horrible at what I do. Like if the universe wanted me to do this full time, it would have brought me the clients. Like they spiral. But then there's the people that are solution oriented. And they're like, okay, that launch didn't really go how I expected. Like, let me find a mentor. Let me find a program that can help me turn that around next time. Like clearly there's something that's not clicking and that somebody else can help me with, and they get resourceful. Same thing when it comes to like with coming to work with me and working on manifestations. It's like, okay, I've been doing some of this mindset work. It's not really working to the level I want it. Maybe I have some blind spots. Let me go seek help. Let me hire Michaela to call out my blind spots, to let me know other ways I can be thinking, to give me homework on how I can break through these things. Finding solutions rather than getting discouraged and be like, manifestation doesn't work for me. Like the mindset stuff's not changing. Like I'm not doing it right. It's like, instead of spiraling in that way, it's going and seeking help, and it's going to find the resources you need. And this comes in like subtle ways too. So like, for example, when I was going to be in Bali for 3 weeks, I already knew what dance studio I wanted to go to. I already knew what gym I wanted to go work out at. Oh my gosh. I already knew where I wanted to go on walks and what beaches I wanted to go to. I already knew what meals I could order to the villa in case I got sick or didn't feel good, or if we just wanted breakfast in bed one day. I already knew like where I was going to get protein shakes and make sure I was still getting my like vegan protein in. That's me being solution oriented, because I have built such good momentum with going to dance and working out and eating really healthy. I didn't want me going on a trip to slow that process. And so I immediately started creating solutions so I would be set up for success, so that energy could keep flowing. In Palm Springs, the retreat I was just on this weekend, like I've been doing 75 hard. So I knew I would be doing 75 hard during the client event. So I scheduled in walks for us every single day. I'm like, instead of us Ubering to get coffee, we're going to walk and get coffee every single day. So I'm getting in that outdoor workout. At night, I would have yoga videos picked out so I could stretch out and do some deep breathing after the long day. I knew that I was going to read every single night before bed, right? I would wake up and make sure I was getting in my water first thing. I literally brought protein bars and bought protein shakes so I would hit my goals. I was setting things up before I even arrived. You know, one of my other clients is doing 75 hard too, so I bought her protein shakes as well. You know, it's like we set things up, we create those solutions. sometimes before there's even a problem. And that's where you really start to excel, because you are just being so proactive about how your life is going and setting yourself up for success that your results can quantum leap. I took responsibility for the things that were a priority to me, which you guys know my three priorities for the year. They are my health and fitness, my business expansion, and my own magnetism. So it's like, if those are my priorities, I'm going to take matters into my own hands and constantly create solutions so those can continue to be prioritized. Health and fitness, right now I'm doing 75 hearts, so I made sure to set myself up for that. For business expansion, I made sure to go above and beyond with my retreat. I always bring the girls amazing gifts. I always take a bunch of fun content. I always am like, with this retreat, we did a big photo shoot, so that's going to be great content. The girls are going to send me some testimonials, and like setting that up for success, even though I'm not posting that week, even though I'm not like inside of my programs, like I get to be in the real world with my clients, which is so much fun, right? So making sure that that's a priority and setting those things up for success. And even like taking the business expansion to another level, like having everything planned out and booked and like, you know, times that we're doing certain things, having that planned out in advance so that there's no issues of like, we just show up and we follow the plan so things can go very smoothly. That's a huge benefit of it. It's like it goes smoothly and it prevents stress. And then for my own magnetism, it's like making sure I'm following through with the things that I need to do, having scheduled in time for journaling when I was in Bali, when I was in Palm Springs, like when I'm home on a day-to-day basis, you know? So I take responsibility that these are my priorities and that these are things that might be inconvenient when I'm on a trip, but I create solutions around them so I can keep showing up rather than being a victim of my circumstance and being like, oh, well, it's going to be so hard to work on X, Y, and Z because I'm going to be on my retreat. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do 75 hard. It's like, nope, I nip that in the butt and I set things up for success. So again, the energy keeps flowing, okay? Now, there's one big shift that I want to talk about with this and kind of what we'll kind of we'll close all of this out with is you want to feel really empowered in your action. Doing all of those things like for Bali, like finding out what my dance studio will be, where I'm going to get protein shakes, having that all set up, bringing protein shakes, running errands to get groceries that would be supportive for my protein goal, right? Doing all those things. I don't want to do it in a like, oh my God, I have to do this. This is so annoying. I have to like go out and do all these things so I can hit this goal, blah, blah, blah. I don't do it like that because that is disempowering. You're giving that the power and you're also giving it the power to annoy you and take up so much of your energy. For me, it's like, oh my gosh, I have these goals that I'm working on and I'm super excited about. And it's going to be a fun little challenge to get all this done while I'm gone and while I'm out of town. It's going to be different, but I am choosing to set myself up for success because I want to, because these are the things that I set out to do. These are my priorities for the year, and let it be this really exciting, empowering thing you want with your manifestations. You want your energy and your actions to align. That's where the secret sauce is. It's always about the way in which you are doing something. The energy in which you do something is the energy you're going to experience when you come out of it. So perfect example, like going to my retreat, I was so excited. I was just pumped. I didn't feel stressed. I didn't feel worried. I just felt like this is going to be so much fun. I literally can't wait. And that's the energy I had all weekend versus like I've had trips in the past where I'm like, oh my God, I'm so stressed out. I have so much to do. Oh. And then when I'm there, I'm super stressed out. And I'm like, oh, I got to keep everyone in line. And oh my gosh, what if we don't get to this? And then I'm going to have to do this afterward. And like, and I end up having like this super stressed out time. And so knowing that the energy you put into it, I changed that. It's like, okay, like, great. I have to be excited. I have to have this free flowing energy. I don't want to put stress into it or else I'm going to be stressed out. That's the same for everything. If you're stressing about, oh my gosh, like I got to get this workout in and it's got to be this, it's got to be that. When you're doing the workout, your body is going to feel really stressed out. Like, okay, I have to get this done. And then I have to do this. Like, it just ends up manifesting in other ways. So you want your energy and your action to align because that's when the actual action steps are going to be a lot more effective. If you're thinking about your fitness journey, I was actually just talking to Ali, my podcast studio manager, about how much weight I have lost on 75 hard. It's actually kind of crazy, but like in a super healthy way. I was telling her, I have this affirmation, like I build muscle like crazy and my body melts fat. And so when I'm in that mindset, because that also supports my fitness goals of like, I want to be really toned. I want to be really strong. I like when my muscles are popping, you know? And so when I'm really intentional about my exercise and I'm thinking about that, that's the result I get out of my exercise versus when I'm just forcing it. I have to get this workout done. Oh my gosh, I ate X, Y, and Z meal. I need to work out. Like that stresses your body out and you end up becoming more inflamed. And that's been a huge, like, that's been one of my experiences in my fitness journey. And when we look at these intentions and this energy behind our actions, that goes right back to these mindsets and these risks that we're looking at when it comes to making rich girl decisions, right? Because if you are plugging in the energy of like, okay, I'm going to make this decision and it might be risky and it might be scary and it might be outside my comfort zone, but I know that there are rewards on the other end. I know there's growth on the other end. I know that the money, the energy, the people, the opportunities are so endless. There's so much energy flowing. That's the right energy behind the action versus when you're in the not so rich, poor me, victimhood, you are going to be in that disempowered state while taking action. And that's where we start to take action out of desperation or scarcity. And we don't see those same results. Like two people could take the exact same action step and get wildly different results because of the energy in which they put behind it. One person might be doing it from a scarcity place and one person might be doing it from an abundance place and experience completely different things. So I want you to notice that as you're moving through these phases or as you're choosing to step into, maybe it's stepping into the comfortable phase and maybe it's stepping into the more than comfortable, it's about aligning your energy with your actions. And that's how we keep stepping up. When you have your energy in the right place and you have your energy fully backing your actions, you feel really empowered to take those action steps forward. So I want to share with you kind of the process of what this looks like of making these action steps, taking these quote unquote risks, finding the solutions for your problems, like what this actually looks like. So you might see a fear might come up, a frustration, an inconvenience, a potential problem. And instead of spiraling, poor me, oh, of course this would happen to me, you say, okay, that's annoying. I can handle that. Okay, no problem. I got it. We can work around it. It's literally that simple. So there's no mental drama. There's no spiraling. You keep all of your energy to yourself. No problem. I got it. We'll figure it out. I can handle it. When I found out the news about my car and that I need a whole new engine, no worries. We'll figure it out. We got it. I can handle it. There's nothing I can't handle. And so no point in putting any negative energy to it. So you're super empowered from the get-go. And from that empowered place, you start to handle it. You immediately go into solution mindset. You immediately start thinking of how could I solve this problem? What resources, who could step in? What mechanic do we need? What website can we get these parts, right? Whatever your situation is, how can we start generating the result that we want versus continuing to compound frustration? You immediately go into finding those solutions. And the next level, she finds those solutions. It's crazy how when we are in a disempowered state, how it feels like it takes so long to figure out what's going on versus when we are empowered, we get those solutions really, really fast. And that's because the energy again is flowing. I'm telling you guys, I've been in all these stages, so I know how it goes. And when we're in the comfortable phase where things are flowing and we have a lot of gratitude, we're comfortable, but we don't take action as quickly out of fear. You still take action in the comfortable zone, but it's a little bit slower because you don't trust at that next level. So when you're really empowered in yourself, it's easier for you to trust yourself and move things forward. So that would be the mindset shift there. But you immediately start finding the solutions. And again, this is because your next level self and your rich girl self who's solving these problems, she doesn't sit on things. So that's what I'm talking about with the comfortable. It's like you're going to make decisions and make moves, but you sit on it for a while. You stress about it for a while. You let it linger. Don't let it linger. Open the window. Move the energy. Do a Google search. Don't let it linger. You shouldn't be allowing these problems to take up space in your brain. You want to immediately go into solution-oriented mindset. And so sometimes the problems will be prolonged. Sometimes they're not going to be solved overnight. And you are thinking about them, but you're not thinking about the problem. You're thinking of solutions. That's the big difference. When you're in the not-so-rich phase, you're thinking about the problem. You're complaining about your current reality. That'd be like me with the Range Rover being like, we're another month that the Range Rover is in the shop. It seems like she's never going to get fixed. Like this is taking so long, blah, 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 blah. I don't ever think those thoughts. I think like, okay, we need a, how can we assist our mechanic? Can we get a used engine? Can we ship one in from LA? Can we call these people? I'm not thinking about the problem, even though it still exists. I'm thinking about the solutions. And that's going to give you so much more hope. When I talk to a lot of clients and just a lot of people in general, the number one thing people want to feel is they want to feel hopeful. And we don't feel hopeful because we don't give ourselves a fighting chance. We don't even give ourselves the empowerment for, not even for 5 minutes that we could figure it out. You can handle so much more than you think you can. You have been through so much. Like, why don't you give yourself that credit? Why don't you give yourself that empowerment? Because you can handle it. You can handle it like a fucking boss, but you're choosing to disempower yourself. And you want to know why? It's because it's a habit. Because you see a lot of people around you. Oh my gosh, on YouTube, I'm talking with my hands a lot right now. It's because a lot of people around you have normalized that. It's very normal to sit in your problems. It's very normal to complain and to wallow. That's what like society is used to. And that's what we have normalized, like getting on the internet and like complaining about things. Like stop, you know, we talked about this in Caleb's episode. Like stop complaining about adulting. Stop complaining about your laundry. Like just do your laundry, make it a vibe, you know? Nobody is normalizing doing things from an empowered place, which is why I think coming on the podcast every week and talking about these things is so important, because I am normalizing you prioritizing yourself, you prioritizing your mindset, you prioritizing your energy, and now you prioritizing being solution oriented. Once you start stepping into this mindset and seeing how much energy this gives you, because you're just solving problems rather than wallowing in them, you're going to notice people around you don't. And when you start setting that example, it's going to give them so much freedom back, because we all have people in our lives that aren't into the mindset stuff, that aren't into the spiritual stuff. Maybe it's your partner. He doesn't get the manifestation stuff and maybe he's wallowing, right? But when we set that example of like, no, I'm going to find a solution. I can handle it. No problem. We'll figure it out. People will be so inspired by your energy. They won't even know what to do. They're going to be like, oh, you can handle it? Like, okay. And then they're going to start to feel like they can handle things. Perfect example with the Range Rover. I can't remember if I've talked about this, but when we found out that we were going to have to buy a whole new engine, Austin was like, yeah, it's going to be really hard. Like it's a lot of money. It's going to be hard. And I literally looked at him and I was like, what's hard? Like, I refuse to accept that for my reality. Like literally, what's hard about paying for something? And I said, I refuse to believe that like money is hard. This is not actually hard. It's just finding a new engine and, you know, making all the money. That's not hard. I refuse to believe that money is hard. I just rather think about it as finding solutions. And he was like, you're right, actually. You're right. We make these things hard. We create that drama because it's so normal. And I'm here to normalize the solutions, not wallowing in the problems. And when you are feeling really empowered and you start to practice this over and over and over again, it makes the world a better place, makes your friends and your family better people, and it gives people more hope. Again, that's what everybody is wanting. They're wanting that hope. And you think right now, whatever money stage that you're in right now, you think that you're going to be more hopeful when somebody saves you, right? Just one more client, just one more raise, just one more bonus, just one more something. And then you're going to feel good, right? You think that's what's going to give you the hope, but it's really yourself. It's your own mindset, because it's not even the money giving you hope. You just decided that that's how much that would make you feel comfortable. But what if you chose to embody the comfortable mindset now? What if you chose to embody the reward mindset now? The energy is flowing fast mindset now. No one's saying you have to wait on these external things. And that actually makes you disempowered, because you're giving your power away. I want you to take your power back. I want you to take your power back. Feel really good and work on your mindset where you can trust yourself and you can trust the decisions and you can trust that energy is always flowing. There's an abundance of people, money, opportunities all the time. I've said that a million times this episode because I want you to hear that repetition over and over and over again, because it's going to sink into your brain, okay? I'm not just repeating things to repeat things. I swear it's on purpose. And I want you to feel empowered so you can go out and find solutions, okay? So your homework is this. Identify where you're at, what stage, what phase right now, and be really honest with yourself. Are you at the not so rich phase? Are you at the comfortable? Are you at the more than comfortable? Where do you feel like you're at mentally? And where do you feel like you're at financially? Again, they might line up. They might be different. Just notice that, okay? And ask yourself, where do you want to go? Do you want to go to comfortable? Maybe that's your next step up. Do you want to immediately jump to more than comfortable? Do you need to level up to more than comfortable? What changes do you need to start making, and which of those mindsets do you need to start adapting so you can manifest those changes in your reality? It starts with your energy. It starts with your mindset, because again, once you take that energy and that mindset, pair it with an action, the action step is going to take you way further than doing it from scarcity, doing it from disempowerment, doing it from fear. Okay. I believe in you. You are in your rich girl era. I am convinced and have made it my mission to take you to your rich girl era this year, okay? I believe in you, becoming solution oriented is going to save your life. It saved mine. When I was in the not so rich era, it saved my life. It saved me so much mental anguish because I was no longer beating myself up all the time. I was no longer spiraling and spending hours feeling like shit. It was like, okay, that's annoying. Now it's like, okay, that's annoying. Like, let's figure out how we're going to solve this. Or like, okay, no, no big deal. Like, I'll figure it out. It saves you so much of your life back. So much of your energy. And I want that for you because it's so relieving. And that's when you really activate a next level trust with yourself. So let me know how it goes. If you keep practicing this and shifting that level of quote unquote risk that you're willing to take, shifting that level of mindset that you're willing to push so you can be more than comfortable. If you keep doing that over and over and over again, it's inevitable that you reach that next level income that you're wanting, that next level money manifestation and next level relationship, you know, fitness results, all of the things that you want, because we can pour all of these ideas into every other area of your life. But I always say, like, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So the moment you start to activate this, like, for money, it's going to pour into those other areas. You're going to demand excellence in other areas. You're going to want more from yourself. You're going to be seeking solutions in all of the other areas because that mindset's just going to start taking over. So let me know how it goes. Let me know if you loved this episode. If you got value from this, if you got pumped up from this, I would love if you shared over on Instagram. Take a little screenshot you're listening. Make sure you give me a tag. My Instagram is at @TheMichaelaJ. I always love to see that you're listening every week. I love seeing when you're on your hot girl walks in the car, grabbing your coffee, getting in a little listen with me. It really makes my day to see where you guys are at and that you are listening. So I will talk to you all soon. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next Wednesday. Bye. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to leave a 5-star rate and review. I love hearing your takeaways and wins from the podcast in the review section, so don't forget. Love you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye.